to weep, and in a simple, transparent manner, told God she was not ready to die. We gathered around her, laid hands on her, and prayed God would have mercy on her and heal her body. Not long after that, she asked me to attend a healing crusade with William and her. It was being led by a well-known preacher, someone I'd met a couple of times while co-host of the 700 Club, so I was glad to say yes. It was wonderful to see Eleanor that night, looking confident as she received a prayer full of faith and conviction that she would be healed. I knew she was deeply moved and hopeful that God would answer our petitions. We were all hopeful. But as the weeks passed, it became clear Eleanor was losing her battle with this ravenous invader. She was soon unable to travel with us anymore, so during the week, Charleston became our home. As it got closer to the end, we took turns staying up with her at night. One night, she and I had a heartbreaking conversation. I thought she was asleep. I had called the hospice nurse and asked if I could give her a little more morphine because she was in pain, and she had said yes. Eleanor could no longer swallow pills, so I'd very carefully measured out a little liquid and mixed it with some ginger ale. She now lay quietly. "If it was you who had cancer, God would have healed you," she whispered. "What do you mean?" "Well, you've lived your life for him, and you spend all your time doing things for him. He would heal you." I looked at her with tears rolling down my face. "Mom, God loves you every bit as much as he loves me. Don't you know that?" "I don't know. I think you're a better person than I am," she said. "Mom, that's not true. And anyway, God's love for us isn't based on our behavior. It's based on who he is, based on his heart. Some of the things I've said to you, I didn't mean them." Her face was suddenly as wet as mine. "Of course I know that," I said. "You're afraid. We say things we don't mean when we're afraid." "Why do you think God didn't heal me, Sheila?" she whispered, sobbing quietly. "Oh, Mom, I don't know. I wish I had answers for you. But I don't know. All I do know is that he loves you. That's all I know." I sat beside her in her hospice bed. As she fell asleep on my shoulder, my tears soaked her lovely red hair. One of the greatest mysteries and challenges of our relationship with God in prayer is knowing he is both loving and powerful.